I keep coughing. I keep coughing and yawning, so it's going to be a great record, to be honest. I'm drinking lots of water.
Dear listener, enjoy the
I yawn. Swear I must have had COVID again, because I had 2 days off sick, not last week, the week before.
Damn.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was that, because that's when we played D&D, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm still coughing a little bit, and when I get into bed, I'm still coughing.
Oh, dude, my illness from
real bad
the beginning of December went well into this year. I didn't get over it for ages. It's
sure if I can add something again. Oh well, still alive.
Hey, it's
much to everyone's chagrin, I'm sure I'm still alive, still kicking.
That's all we can ask for.
And I haven't had a drink. Since the 29th?
Oh, look at you. I gave up.
It's only 2 weeks, isn't it?
I made it until Thursday. And then sweet Guinness got me.
I've been back on calorie counting and stuff, so
ooh,
I'm being a good boy. I want that six-pack.
Oh, man.
I want it.
It sounds like such hard work. I might just Photoshop you all.
So much work.
So much work.
So much work.
I just smashed 2 mince pies and half a Toblerone, so I know where I'm
at. You're still cracking on the mince pies.
Oh, yeah, but when they're out of date, so I'm like, oh, I have to eat them now.
Yeah.
Waste not, want not.
Hello, and welcome to Pisces. We're playing the Delta Green campaign, Impossible Landscapes, by Dennis Detweiler, adapted to be set in the UK. My name is Rich, and I'm the handler. My players are Jordan as working agent Nero, and Ed as working agent Gonzo. Please be aware, Delta Green games contain uncomfortable topics, including graphic violence and depictions of mental illness. Let's begin. So last time, you went through the Whisper Labyrinth. Had a pretty bad time down there. Some nasty stuff waiting in the labyrinth for you. But due to Ed's fantastic critical success, you found JC Linz's bottle. And upon taking JC Linz's bottle, it opened up a passageway that led upwards into mist and darkness. After another visit by the child draped in the golden cloth, the golden child, you went up the stairs and awoke on a beach, on a lake, and surrounded by a completely ruined city. And on the shore of this lake were loads of boats. You got into the boat and it went off into the lake, and fog started to rise up from the lake. And eventually you knew that you had to think or say, go down. And the boat descends into this fog lake. And that's where we left it. Fog lake.
Whee!
Whee! So the boat... Oh, by the way, when you got into the boat, you were filled with this sense of correctness and an overwhelming sense of having done the right thing and moving forward, and you both regain 2 points of sanity.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, very nice.
Yay.
That's a sanity bullies.
I just heard what you said. So sanity bullies. Anyway.
Nice.
It's not nice. Don't encourage.
It was great. Keep it up.
I'm almost as sane as I was back in Birmingham.
Really?
Fucking hell,
yeah.
Man. Oh. Wow.
That's about to change.
That sounds like a challenge.
Yeah. I have to make sure to get those numbers down, boy. So, the boat starts to descend, and it goes in this big circular motion, corkscrewing down slowly through this fog cloud. But as you descend, you notice vast beasts swimming ponderously through the fog, like whales through the ocean. Their sheer size is utterly terrifying. They're at least 30 metres long, the biggest creatures you've ever seen. But smaller winged creatures follow these whale-like monstrosities like a smaller fish on a shark. And they notice your boat, some of these smaller winged monstrosities. And they fly over and fly across the boat, nearly smashing into you. And you catch a glimpse of them as they go by. And they're like the ever-shifting winged monstrosities. And they slip and flap and tumble through the cloud lake. And their biology flows like wax. Random chitinous limbs and bat-like wings extrude as needed. And pinpoint yellow eyes cover their flesh like scales, so they see in all directions at once. Can you roll sanity for me, please?
Jesus Christ.
26 under.
Ooh, 28 under.
You hear? Oh,
you both just lose one. Well done.
Thanks, bonus points.
I mean, these are horrifying creatures of the like you've probably never seen before. Well, you did see Henrietta Zimmerman. She was quite scary.
Dog soldier, we like her.
She was up close. Dog soldier.
But she never attacked us.
Yeah.
Well, she did.
No, but, yeah, it wasn't an act of aggression. It was like, you know, a controlled...
I just love the concept of being so mad. You see this shit, like, eh.
cool photo. Well, it's you're not far off it now, really.
Yeah. Man.
The boat continues downwards. You probably got quite white-knuckled holding onto the side of this boat as it descends and descends and descends through the fog. And at the bottom, the fog kind of mostly clears until you see below a big sprawling city surrounding a lake. And off in the distance, you see several buildings, a factory of some kind, and then beyond that, the massive towers of the palace lie dormant. And the boat corkscrews down into residential streets and slowly, donk, lands on the streets. And you look up above and the fog has all drifted away, revealing black stars above. And you have arrived at your till. It is the twin of the city above, except this one is not ruined. You're surrounded by a mirror image of the ruins above, somehow restored to their former beauty. The architecture is alien and beautiful, but for all its strangeness, it has a familiar, almost Victorian feel, with cobblestone streets, wooden shutters and iron railings. But even as you look around, it undulates and ripples and shifts, and doorways waver in an unseen current, and windows cascade off to infinity out the corner of one's eye. Everything is moving. Time seems to slow and speed up randomly. Can you roll sanity for me again, please?
There we go. 89 over.
Oof. Oh! 37 over.
Oh, fuck's sake. One. You both lose one.
Yes! Well, I feel like I did before we went down the corkscrew in the boat.
I'm impressed, but not frightened by any of this.
The huge, bulbed towers of the palace hang above the city. It looms large if it was close, but clearly it's far, far across the city. The city appears abandoned. You don't see anyone. It's eerily quiet. On many walls and lampposts, you can see the same poster written in a Cyrillic-like alphabet. What's your Tartesian at, Ed?
My Tartesian's coming in at 30.
Oh, nice. You can read this alphabet.
Nice.
It says you read this message. It says, the soldier of your till is the guarantor of victory.
Is it?
And some of these posters... Sorry?
Is it propagandary?
Yes, yeah, it does seem much like a propaganda poster. Some of these posters have like a blood red symbol painted across them, obviously defacing or graffitiing it. Three curved lines that look like a crashing wave.
Is it a symbol that we've seen before at all?
It isn't, no. This area seems to be mostly residential. Seems like outskirts of a city almost. With hundreds of close-knit apartment buildings lining the narrow streets. But these streets are often filled with rubble or impassable stacks of rubbish or stranger blockades, cars or furniture. This requires you to move through the apartment buildings to proceed.
Where is it we're actually going? I know, I just feel like I know where I'm going, but I don't. And Rich, I want to ask you this question. So, is it? Do we sort of have a feeling that we know the way to proceed, but we don't know where we're going?
You're going to the palace.
Yeah, but I mean, like, do we know how?
In a general sense.
In a general sense, yes, we can see it.
Well, you get this feeling. You kind of had it before. That you need to bend reality to your will in Carcosa by imagining what you want and where you want to go and how to get there.
A similar feeling to navigating to Dr. Friend's office.
Yeah, in a way, yes. But this, I mean, where would you like to go?
Nero turns to Gonzo and as they're sort of climbing out the boat and, you know, they've got however far they've got to. Do you think we can do it? Do you think we can take them down?
I'm gonna look at you and just let out like a bit of a creepy laugh, like look where we are. What else is there to do now?
So that's it. We're going, and he points to the bulbous, sort of bulb-like towers, and he points up to them. So that's where we're going, yeah? You with me, son?
I'll nod. Although, do we want to try and get some weapons or something that can help us? It clearly, I'm going to point to the poster. We're like, you know, there's a war happening here, so the king must have enemies. Do we think someone will be able to aid us in this, or do we just want to stomp right on through?
Perhaps. Obviously, we only really read the play for our knowledge of this realm. We're in the city of Yatil, and Carcosa has been thrown, like, the name has been thrown out. What's their relationship? Are they twin cities?
No, so Carcosa is the land.
Yeah.
Yatil is the city.
The realm. Okay, so
Carcosa's like the realm. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Yatil is the city, the eternal city.
You might be right. Maybe we need to see this soldier of Yatil. My only worry is that, is he under the influence of the Yellow King?
I mean, we want the red fellas, right? So the soldier of Yatil must be fighting for Yatil.
But what's to say that the king's not already taken him, corrupted him?
I'm going to muse upon this as I try and recall my memories. So, the king's invading, right?
You,
but he's also... No, the king's the king of the land. He's the king of Carcosa.
What you know from the play is that the city of Yatil is under siege. Hmm. You don't know who by. And there is only mention of a royal family. Casilda and Camilla and a couple of others, a royal family that lives in Yatil. And the king appears at the end of the play. It's not explicitly stated that the king is the leader of your till or the leader of the besieging forces or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to take a punt. Are we saying red is
roll
friend?
Roll a dice, mate.
Oof.
Roll a dice.
I mean, what are you trying to...
So, basically, I suppose, correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, but we're deciding whether we want to seek out the soldier of Util and hope that he is could be an ally to us, or we just go straight to the palace. Is that right, Ed?
Yeah, basically, trying to figure out if the soldier Util is defending Util from who we assume is the king in yellow.
Well... Well, the poster you found,
if you imagine
a propaganda poster, and it's like a soldier standing there holding a rifle, and it's like, the soldier of Util, i.e. it's not a person, the soldier of Util, like the men of Util, is the guarantor of victory.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? It's like the army is the guarantor of victory. Right. The soldier of Util isn't a man. It's like it's not just one guy.
I was trying to find the fucking guy from that I Want You poster. It's like, where is he? I know he's real.
I mean, alternatively, if you wanted to seek out soldiers, then that's something you could feasibly do if you wanted to do that, or if you just wanted to move towards a palace, or what?
I genuinely thought it was like one hero has just like some supernatural powers has been able to like defend the whole city.
You wish. Can we just meet a superhero that's going to do the job for us?
Is that too much to ask?
That'd be great.
Fuck, man.
I'm tired.
Maybe we are insane. Maybe this...
Yeah. You look at a poster and go, oh yeah,
that guy.
Superman, let's find him.
Fuck it up.
Anyway,
well, in which case, I think we've misread this poster.
Yep, no, I think we should just go forwards and pretend we didn't make any stupid assumptions.
So plan here, we make our way to the palace and we try to establish if the king in yellow is a member of this royal family in Util or a usurper or some sort of is even here yet.
Let's.
Well, I'm sure moving forward we'll probably illuminate some things for you.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Move the story along.
Can you imagine? We get to the palace. I'm like, oh, you just missed him.
Oh, he was here. You missed the ball.
You're faffing around next to that poster for so long.
Okay, who's in front?
I'll go.
Yeah, you're quite sane. Slash brave.
You get this feeling of visualizing and manifesting what you want to do. So roll sanity for me, please, John.
Mm-hmm. 74 over.
Okay, so a failure.
Yes.
You cast your eyes about and notice off to the side there's a door leading into an apartment building, a yellow door. And you know to go in.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way forward.
Over there. That's the way. And he starts to just walk off at a much faster pace than he had been. For the last however long they've been travelling, I imagine it feels like an indescribable amount of time.
It does. The world like moves and slides around you as you try to move.
Mm.
You get to this yellow door and you enter in, and you go up some stairs and through another door, and you make your way through these apartment buildings like this. And they're all... The average apartment maybe has 3-4 small rooms with tall, thin windows. A simple washroom has a hole in the tile instead of a toilet. And each of these rooms have been cleared out, often in a manner which suggests the occupants left in a hurry. Some have notes written on the wall in Tartesian that Agent Gonzo can read, gone to meet Mama and Dory at the farm, or burn, stay away from the city centre, that sort of thing. Some appear ransacked with doors, locks and drawers smashed and cast about. Some are marked with fresh bullet holes. And with your knowledge of your history, looking at the clothing and furniture, Nero, it reminds you of working class French fashions from sometimes in the late 19th century,
mm-hmm.
that kind of era. Late 19th, early 20th. you open up another door to a fresh apartment and you walk in, and this one has been almost completely destroyed. The windows are blown inward, curtains flap in the wind, and the paint is slashed away by weapons fire. Glass covers the floor. Three men in garish red military uniforms with gold piping are sprawled around a sandbag machine gun nest. At a glance, the men appear dead.
Oh my.
Yeah, just three men around a sandbagged machine gun.
Yeah.
Can I sort of duck down, assuming that they've been shot in the front, and slowly move forward to see how they might have died?
Yeah, it definitely looks like gunfire from outside had come in and killed them all. Do you want to roll alertness, or first aid, or medicine? Whichever one you like.
First aid.
Gonzo, you can as well if you like.
Yeah,
30 under.
54 over.
Okay. Nero, did you say 30 under?
30 under.
One of the soldiers sits up, blood streaming from his nose and mouth, and he pulls out a pistol. And unloads it into you.
What the fuck?
Oof.
Fuck me!
He hits.
No shit.
Or you're probably just grazed, or maybe a ricochet. Or it's a bit like that scene from Pulp Fiction where Jules gets shot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
In the apartment building. Just all the bullets just go around him. You take 2 points of damage as you catch a glancing blow from this pistol.
Oh, could I move in and armor an armed combat straight away?
You can, but as soon as you start moving, the soldier slumps backwards and dies with a big grin on his face.
I'd like to point out that we haven't rested in such a long time that I didn't start the day with a lot of hit points.
Do you not?
No.
What are you on?
Currently on 5.
Ah, okay. Don't worry, I'm sure you'll be fine.
No, yeah.
Well, Ed, you are free to, Agent Gonzo, if you want, make a first aid or medicine or surgery roll.
I will do my bestest, but I'm fucking terrible at this. Okay, so highest will be first aid.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
no, critical fail. So,
oh my god!
I make it worse.
Fail.
77.
No, you're all right. You're all right.
Just put a finger in there. Oh, I think it's fine.
Nothing bad happens. Yes. Does it hurt?
Oh man.
Let me just read this.
I'm gonna swiftly kick the weapon away from the dude's hand.
And while you, like, he sees you do that. In complete shock, how I imagine it is like he unloads it and like skims his ear, and that like he's just
just discombobulated.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
But when he comes to, and maybe a couple of minutes after, he's like, "They've got guns. They've got guns. We've got a shitty taser. if there's got any ammunition, we should use it.
Right.
Let's load ourselves up."
You good first? You okay? That was insane. No.
I'll be honest. No, I'm not.
But mechanically, you're operating fine. Nothing too low.
I'll function.
Good. Oh, I thought you were godder then.
So if you both roll luck for me.
Failure.
Success.
Success. Okay. So, George, you can take that lad's pistol.
Yep.
Pistol at a 1d6, but it has no ammunition.
Yep.
Ed, you find an old, strange-looking bolt-action rifle.
Oh, nice.
You can take that has 5 bullets in. That shoots at a 1d12 plus 2.
Oof. As I pick it up,
I'm sure your firearms is really high.
I was going to say, as I pick it up, I'm just going to look over at Nero, like, you any good with these things?
I think that it's two-handed, so this little fucker looking at his left shoulder won't help.
I'm not great with these, but I guess I'll use this one.
I imagine the rifle's got a pretty decent range on it though, compared to obviously hand to hand combat.
Yes, very much so.
How many bullets do I have, mate?
5. Would you like to roll sanity for me again, please? To continue travelling through Carcosa.
26 under.
35 over.
Okay. So Agent Gonzo takes the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And you come up to... You're still working your way through these long apartment buildings. And they seem to just go on forever. Staircases go up, you know, 20 floors, even though you look out the window and you're only two stories above the street level. And they go on and on. Walls may be blasted in between buildings so you can easily move between them. Sometimes you might go out into the street and cross over into another apartment building. But you come across a locked door that Agent Gonzo gets his incredible judo skills out for and kicks down the door to proceed. And it brings you into a room where the yellow sign is emblazoned in various media all across this apartment, including blood and human feces. It's on all available surfaces. And a yellow flag with 2 circles and dozens of black dots on a white sky is hung on the living room wall. A dress is laid out on the floor in a manner that suggests someone was wearing it lying on the ground when they vanished.
Oof, that reminds me of the suit that was laid out for Samogina's husband, yeah.
But if they're disappearing here, I thought they were disappearing from there to here. Where the fuck are they going now?
Who's to say that Samogina isn't from here?
Oh, I don't know, back and forth. This makes me feel uneasy. Mainly the feces on the wall, but also all of it.
And the yellow sign. And the yellow sign. Yeah,
oh my god, there's a dress. Close your eyes.
Again, with your history skills, you can tell that these are French fashions, late 19th, early 20th century.
It's almost like in Carcosa, that's the that's the style, and like that's their period, and that was the high end of technology and fashion then, and they found a time to the perfect time to bring the play into our world was then when it matched as does it like to camouflage it in society and let it just spread
it, or maybe this is just a parallel universe and the almighty king just transcends universes, consuming them and moving to the next. This is just his entry point.
Yeah,
he's like Galactus for Lovecraftian horror.
Well, King Bale did say that he was, you know, all encompassing and
exactly
everything else,
but he also said he could die.
Interesting.
In roundabout words, by saying he was living.
Well, did he? He said he's a living god.
If it lives, it can die. That's the tiny, tiny string of hope that Gonzo is hanging on to.
Cool. Another sanity roll, please.
8 under.
Yeah, success.
Success.
For one time, we don't want successes.
I know.
Yeah. Can you... You each lose either one willpower point or one sanity point.
Oh, I have it, willpower.
Yeah. Because I have no one to project onto, so...
That's a lie. I could project onto my now dead to me wife. Let's see. No, I mean, just projecting 1 point.
You stumble into one apartment, and the main area in this one has three chairs dragged to the centre of the room, with pools of blood and brain matter scattered around them.
Fucking hell.
Can you roll sanity for me, please? And violence. A table is knocked over, and there are bullet holes in the walls and ceiling.
78 over.
78 over?
Yeah. Over.
You both lose one.
Projecting that again.
But as you look upon this grisly scene, someone walks into the living area. Seems to be a man, but it's hard to tell because he has a blood-stained pillowcase over his head marked by a bullet hole and muzzle burn, slick with blood and brains, and their features are hidden behind the cloth. And then another person comes out. Seems to be a woman and then maybe a small child as well. They seem to be going about their daily lives unperturbed.
Nero will grab Gonzo's shoulder and, like, slowly walk backwards out of that room.
From underneath the hood, the man, as you're walking away, in a Tartessian accent of thick English, he goes,
"Oh, what ever seems to be the matter?"
No problem.
We left.
No, go ahead.
The kettle on.
You dragged out. Are you leaving?
Nero yeah. Wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's. I'll put no resistance to leaving.
It's like full life preservation. Objective is get to the king.
Can you roll sanity again for me, please?
82 over.
92 over.
Oof. You both lose one.
I'm going to RP out my roleplay. I mean, my 10 loss. So, I'm going to roleplay out my roleplaying. as I project my last point away from every other bond, I'm just going to look at John as he's got his hand on my shoulder and realise that there is nothing else that matters apart from what we're doing in my life. And I'm okay with it.
You got nothing left.
Warmly. Yeah, it's not like a bad feeling. It's like a comforting feeling of like almost complete knowing your purpose. Just like, this is that then. Nah, there's nothing more.
Contentment in knowing your goal almost. Yeah. What I'm trying to think of. Zen exactly. Almost. Just resigned,
I've reached,
I guess.
I've
resigned
reached
to
enlightenment.
Your fate.
Yeah.
Is John your only bond left then? Is Nero the only bond you have left?
That's it. Wow. That's all gone.
Same.
Big red lines for them all.
Here at the end of all things.
Agent Gonzo is my final bond as well.
Now.
There you go. And then they kiss.
And then they kiss. You find yourselves a bit of a loss after seeing that horrible scene. And you're not sure which way to go. So can I have another sanity roll?
Great.
91 over.
Nice. 45 over.
Nice. So you make your way through the apartment buildings until a young man pops his head out of one of the apartment building doors. He's a carefully waxed moustache and small square spectacles. And he sees you both and hurries you in, waves you over.
Do we feel like it's the right thing to do?
Yes.
Yeah, so do it.
Yep. He hurries you into this tiny, tiny apartment. And he's speaking in Tartessian to you, Ed. And it's going very, very fast and thick. And you can't make out everything. But he mentions the uprising and the forces of the king, the army, the palace, and then he hands you 12 sticks of dynamite wired to an old ticking alarm clock.
That says Acme on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is it ticking now?
Yeah.
Oh, God. How long's left on the clock?
Midnight, he says.
Oh.
What's that? What's he want us to do with that bomb?
I think he wants us to blow the king up.
Perhaps you should ask him.
I'll ask him. Yeah. And I'll turn to him and be like, this is for the king? Question mark?
Yes, yes. A death to the king. And he's starting to usher you out of the apartment. This way, this way. You must keep this. Sorry, what else did you say?
I was going to say, is this the Yellow King? I can't think of any other questions. I'm kind of panicking right now.
How, what, why?
Yeah, exactly. Let's start with why first. Why? Why does he need to die?
Death to the king. Death, yes.
I'm speaking your language. I'm sure you can say more than this. Okay. I guess that's the why. So the how. How do we get into the castle? How do we get into the palace?
To the palace? We must look for Ambrose at the pier deeper in town. Go, go, you'll find.
Can you direct us there so we don't have to wander through rooms losing all our sanity?
You will find. You will find, my friend.
Thank you, vague man.
Ushers you out of one door and closes it, and you're back out on the street. And further down this street, there's a clear divide. There's toppled barricades, barbed wire, crates of supplies, and parked vans. And the roadblocks are barbed wire strung on wooden frames pushed aside and over, opening small gaps in the streets. The vans look new but road-worn. Each is of an old make, an open-air vehicle with solid rubber tyres. Each has a red mark on the door and small black flags with red wave-like marks. Distant, hollow pops of gunfire sporadically fill the air, as well as the repeating chatter of machine guns.
We're getting close to where the battle is. This wave keeps coming up, though.
Do we have anything to put this in? I'm just going to gesture the fucking homemade explosion device towards you.
You can have like a bag or something, it's fine.
You just have to carry it the entire time.
I imagine you holding it like a...
I'm slightly nervous.
Holding it like a newborn baby that you don't really want to hold.
Hot potato.
Yeah, I'm going to stash that. I'm like, maybe let's not drop this bag, eh?
Did our mustachioed friend say Ambrose? Is that what you translated? I swear that we've heard that name before.
Let's hope it's a friendly name we heard.
You have heard Ambrose before, but I'm not sure where. But I'm sure you've heard Ambrose along the way.
I don't think we've met them or had any information, but I think it's been...
No, you haven't met them.
Yeah, it's been the sort of name that has just appeared in conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we should keep moseying.
Yeah, I think we need to head towards the direction that he said. The marketplace, is that what he said?
Yeah. I'm very aware of our new time limit, by the way.
Yeah.
Ticks at me.
So on that, I know time isn't relative here, because, but... do we have any means of measuring it? Or like...
No.
No, it's just...
No.
No.
Midnight is meaningless.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank God. Plot armor. Oh.
You get the feeling that bomb's not going to go randomly off.
Yeah. Like, it knows when to go off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It knows when midnight is.
Yeah. One of them does.
Get on board with that. The bomb knows more than we do. We should follow the bomb. Not the ground.
Follow the bomb. Follow the bomb.
Right.
Oh, worship the bomb.
This Ambrose. Hopefully you can help us. And maybe you can not be Cartesian and But that's where I wanna go. How about you?
No, no. That's our only option. Let's keep moving.
Yeah, I don't think it's a marketplace. It just said further into town and you'll find it. Cool. Yeah, I don't think it's a marketplace. Yeah. So you make your way towards these roadblocks. And you hear boof, 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 boof.
Are they pretty close?
Yes.
Find some cover. Let's hide an alleyway or something. Maybe this artillery will pass by, or the battle will.
Yeah. Artillery goes right. off all around you.
Nero's gonna run to an alleyway and hide.
Yeah.
For the moment. Okay. And hopefully the alleyway continues in the opposite direction to the large artillery.
Yep. Gonna follow very closely.
You are so lucky I'm rolling shit tonight. incoming artillery, and then you're just like, couldn't make it any more obvious to move, get on the floor, do anything. You both take one damage as artillery shrapnel, luckily.
Oh, fuck.
Flies off and embeds it into your back and arms and legs. You don't take any serious damage as you tear ass up the street. And you can. The signs of battle are more and more here. So you keep hearing the distant sounds of artillery going off and gunfire and machine gun fire. And the buildings here aren't completely destroyed, but they are definitely battle worn. Explosions and bullet holes and all sorts of fires have obviously raged through some parts. As you make your way up the street, you hear this strange sound, which grows in intensity. It's like water lapping on stone. You don't see any water. And then suddenly, from secreted doorways in the streets, dozens of starving skeletal prisoners in rags flow up from underground.
Oh.
And they come towards you and start to grapple you. They're shouting in some sort of... You can vaguely make it out as Russian. They're all screaming and shouting at you, and they're starting to tear at you. They're grabbing and tearing and...
And there's a way out. There's a way we can just continue.
Yeah. Can we see any way to go?
Well, hold on. They're grappling at you. They fail to injure you, but they are tearing at you, and there's no easy way out.
Okay, Nero's going to grab his taser and start tasing the people on him.
Tasing, go for it.
I'm gonna start swinging, I'm gonna start throwing hands. I'm just going to absolutely hands. Smash for it. The closest one in the face. I rolled 8 under.
Nice, 8. Yeah. Roll your damage. I think it's 1, what did they say, 1d4 plus... 2 or something, didn't I? Because you were like a judo king.
What is that?
3 damage.
3 damage? Okay.
Yeah.
You judo chop the nearest one, and your hand connects with their neck, and you hear their neck snap. Oh. And they just fall to the floor. Can you roll sanity for me, please?
Oh.
Jordan?
16 under.
So nice. 16 under. I can't remember what your damage was.
I'm just having a very quick look. I feel like 1d6.
Yeah, do 1d6.
1d6... 3.
3? You put your taser against one of these decrepit, starving, skeletal figures. And it fries this person, and they grab their chest and fall to the ground, smoke rising from their mouth. Eurosanity for me, please.
Fail, by the way.
41 over. Is it violence or helplessness?
Is violence.
Okay, yeah, fail.
Do you take the lowest, Jordan?
No, I've not adapted to violence, only helplessness.
You're not adapted to violence, okay. You both lose 3 points of sanity damage.
Do you tick violence and helplessness if you witness it and fail?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be if you do it 3 times without temporary insanity,
yeah,
then you become adaptive, but we don't do temporary insanity, or reach a breaking point.
Yeah. So I have now adapted to violence as of this.
Violence and helplessness.
And helplessness. I'm just so fucked up that I'm just like,
yeah,
meh.
Doesn't matter. But you have obviously, these people are at the end of their tether, and you've obviously, maybe not intending to, but you've just killed two of them.
Yeah.
This
is like proper self-preservation. It's like, we know.
Oh, yeah.
It's us against the world.
Yeah.
And as much as our knowledge of, you know, the mind map is now, and the bullets are now linking together, I know that Gonzo read the Russian box before the encounter group, and the French costumes and stuff. It's all connecting, but it doesn't matter because we're here to do one thing, and unfortunately we don't know if they're friend or foe.
They're gonna hurt the tiny amount of HP you have left, so
yeah,
it's a battle as well. I mean, so some of these guys fall dead to the ground. And the crowd kind of reacts by shifting back a little bit. You have a slight moment to get away by trying to alter reality through Carcosa. Are you both roll sanity?
Fuck!
Yes!
Thank fuck for that.
Do you get it, Ed?
6 under.
Cool, you see a way out through the crowd and through a wall that's mostly rubbled. You can slip through and lose all these people in the street, you imagine.
Nice. I'm going to just grab you by the scruff of the neck and just drag you straight through.
Yeah.
Yeah, they try to chase after you, but they've got nothing left in them. They can barely stumble after you. Some of them fall down to the ground crying, wailing. And you hear the wailing and screaming as you make your way, make your escape.
Nice. As I drag you, I'm just going to be like, just so you know, I didn't feel anything when I killed that guy.
Fucking hell.
I think this place is changing me. Now I'm adapted to violence now.
I've done nothing
else apart from the mission. I'm just letting you know, man.
Why are you smiling when you tell me that?
Just think about a great
strange
joke I heard.
Grin on your face.
Just, I think this place is, I think this place is changing us.
You could say that again, but I also think that we might be able to have an effect on this place. You know, we're able to make our own routes through the city. Those people back there, it didn't sound like that Tartesian. It sounded familiar, like Ukrainian or Russian. Nothing's really making sense of how these people are getting here. Maybe Ambrose will have some more information for us.
Got a nod in thought.
Yes, so you carry on again, and turning into a street, you come across, maybe 10 or so paces away, a gut shot soldier wearing a black uniform with a fez. He's sprawled in the middle of the road. He's carrying some kind of strange bolt-action rifle with unrecognisable writing on it just by him. And sporadic gunfire from an unseen sniper ricochets off the street near the soldier.
Get down!
He sees you, yep, and he's like, holds his hand out. He's gurgling like,
we can't.
He's a goner. There's no way we can get close to him. We fucking suck at helping people. We do if we get there.
You can easily see there is a way forward in cover that you can. You're protected by the sniper if you want to continue, or you can try to pull this man to safety.
Can I just glance over and look at him? Is he like gargling blood, close to death?
You don't know. I mean, he's been shot. You know that much.
And there's no one around to help. I mean,
no.
There's us.
Look.
There's you.
We, apart from us. Unless we've got better at first aid. Yeah. I don't know what we can do.
It's more the information. It's more the information that he could give us. However, we're essentially risking our roles against Rich's, and and narrative-wise, what two sane people would go out in a clearing where they know there is a sniper?
You're not sane. Okay.
I'd have to say. Doesn't sound
that's,
like it.
That's a very good point, Rich. That is a very good point.
Let's just think. What can this guy tell us that we need to know that's going to help us get into the palace?
He could tell us. It could be Ambrose, for all we know.
Okay. Can I just poke my little head over, just up to eye point, and see if I can see where this sniper's coming from?
Sure. Pop your head up and roll awareness.
That's 76 over.
No, you can't tell. It's somewhere further down the street.
Nero's.
Could,
go on.
Fire a few off, try and scare the sniper, and then one of us grabs him.
Do we have a general idea based on the. Like, we heard the bullets go hit the ground, yeah?
So
we
yeah, might... you have a general idea. Yeah. It's further down the street, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be in some, you know. Window further down the street.
Yeah. Look, I've been shot at. I wasn't great when I first got down here. If anyone's gonna go, look, I better go out in the open. You use that rifle. Lay some cover. Have you got how many rounds you got?
No, absolutely no way. If anyone's going to pick someone up, it's gonna be me. You've got a gimpy arm, I've got a gesture towards you, like, all these wounds. It's, you just ping off for that, and I'll gesture towards
you. For a 10-minute conversation. The gunfire's still going off in the background, like, boom!
The guys are right, looking at his watch.
I was literally about to say, checking his watch.
Get the Game Boy out.
Yeah. Have you played Tears of the Kingdom?
Are you going or not?
Right, I'm going to grab the bolt-action rifle, make sure it's loaded. I don't really care if I hit anything.
Whoa.
And
try and save one or two bullets.
Yeah, and you're gonna rush over, try and drag him.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's it.
Cool. That's,
okay.
Yeah.
Ed, roll your fire. Jordan, roll your firearms.
7 under.
Whoa!
Fucking hell.
Bang! Ed, roll a luck roll.
30 under.
Hey, okay.
I'll roll the shot. You're dead.
Nero pops out of cover and sends a round up the street. Boof! Meanwhile, Agent Gonzo rolls out of cover over to the dying man and grabs him. And hauls him back, and just as he's getting back into cover, choo-choo! There's another ricochet or two, but you get safely back into cover.
Nice, well done.
Nice, good job.
And he's babbling in like some unidentifiable language. It sounds vaguely Turkish, but you can't make sense of it. And he's clutching.
Roll first aid.
Yeah, you can. He's clutching you, Agent Gonzo. Touching you, you won't let go. He's got blood all over his hand. He's wiping it on you, and he goes. He's just mumbling one word over and over and over again. Nitigretti, 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 nitigretti. And he dies.
Nitigretti. That sounds like nitroglycerin.
I'll be like, nitigretti. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, you have no idea what it
is. Alright. Can I movie style close his eyes with my hands?
Close your eyes. Shake them. Yeah, shake your head.
Yeah.
God damn it.
See,
how many more good men have to die?
Retirement.
I'm going to do what I did with Vanessa Van Fitz. Kick him in the guts.
Yeah. Kick him once more to make sure he's dead.
Can I loot the son of a gun in the background? Just for the useful things.
Makes sense.
Sure, yeah. You find 5 more rounds for the rifle.
Nice.
Nice. Has he got a watch?
Yeah, he has a watch, if you'd like to take it.
Can I just check
he has a watch. He has a watch, but he doesn't have any hands.
Oh, that's... Oh, you knew where I was going.
Okay. it's a Casio, though.
Oh, it's fucking having that, then.
Yeah, it's digital.
Yeah. It's Casio with a K.
Having it. I'm going to have a nice wrist of arm.
Wrist of arms.
Wrist of arms, Christ. I've got it safe.
What do you think it means?
I don't know, but it's either a man, a place. That's just, all we know is just remember it and hopefully...
Animal, mineral, vegetable.
Explain. Type of chicken. No, let's just write it down. Remember it and then maybe Ambrose can tell us now. Let us know.
Right. Over there, I don't think the snapper can get to us if we... stick to the shadows.
Yeah, you can continue on in a safe fashion. You can continue on for a while longer, luckily avoiding any more snipers, any more gunfire. Until you come into this really wide, long street, like some kind of main avenue. And you see bursting out of one building is six like ragtag young soldiers in unmarked green-grey uniforms. And they're dragging two teenage boys with their hands bound behind their backs. The soldiers are armed with pistols and light submachine guns. They seem distracted and scared, battle-weary but bent on their task. The blue-eyed, blonde-haired leader fashions a noose, throws a rope over a lamppost and scoots up the first boy and puts his head in the noose. And he shouts, and you can hear it echoing down the street. And Agent Gonzo, you recognise it, well, you both recognise it as German. But Gonzo, you can make out only one or two words. Your German isn't that hot, I imagine. Crimes? You definitely hear Greater Reich? Condemned. And then the soldiers hoist the boy up.
Fucking hell. Gonzo.
He slowly strangles.
Gonzo places his hand on Nero's. Sorry, Nero places his hand on Gonzo's shoulder and, like, with a solemn, like, look over, just shakes his head.
Yeah.
Because there's three of them.
None of us can speak today. There's six of them.
Sorry.
Six soldiers. Yeah, six soldiers.
Jeez. No. I'm just going to do like a little dramatic, like, punch the ground with my fist.
shake your arms to the sky. Yeah. Why, God? Why?
Yet I feel nothing. Yeah. No, you're right. Let's just keep on scooting by and,
The boy slowly stops struggling. Can you roll sanity for me, please?
Was that helplessness or violence?
It's violence.
13 under.
If I'm adapted, do I win anyway?
No. Oh. So you always lose the lowest amount.
Nice. Wow, that's so good, because I rolled 91 over.
Okay, so you both still lose one.
Yeah.
Ed, if it was a 1d6, you'd only lose one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean.
So Ian, I needed more than two sand points to tell you that for true.
They put the noose over the second boy's head.
Oh, let's keep moving before we see anything else.
Are you scuttling on?
Yeah, if there's a way to, like, I think after noticing that the first guy has died, before they even do anything else, Nero just looks away.
Yeah.
Either of us were good with guns, I would say let's give it a go, but we're not. So let's just run.
Cool. You scarper. And again, make your way as much as you can towards the palace. When suddenly, machine gun fire explodes from a nearby window. Oh my god, I'm rolling fucking shit. Yes.
Good for the pod.
I good for the pod. I critically failed.
We get health. Shame. We get health back.
Yeah, you get health back. The bullets hit you, but they heal you.
Wow.
The bullets strafe. This bullet strafe incredibly close, though. Do you want to give me? You can dive for cover with dodge rolls.
Nice.
100.
Oh, it's it's fine. since I critically failed anyway, you just both dive into cover.
But I stub my toe.
Yeah. And you see there's a machine gun nest in a second story window with oversight on a choke point that you need to move past to continue to the palace.
Sorry, can you say that in actual English?
I can explain that the machine gun is covering where we need to go. We need to,
okay.
We need to find a way past that machine gun.
To the second story window with oversight over where you are and where you need to go.
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck are you on about?
Someone obviously wasn't play Company of Heroes.
No. Lemmings, mate. Lemmings.
Lemmings. Machine gun and lemmings. Okay.
So we need to get by that thing.
It's kicking up. The bullets are cracking near you and kicking up dust and fragments.
Can I look around for a way into a building either side?
Yes. So you can stealth up through a doorway in a building, an apartment building on the side, or you can roll athletics to charge the building before the gunner can open fire.
Me and Ed, just when Rich said you can stealth, we looked at our webcams and just shook.
No.
It will be contested against my alertness. So
I think we should. If I can get in that building, if you can distract him, I can get in the building. I'm pretty confident if I can get up close, I could take him.
How athletic are you?
Not very.
But that's to charge the building.
Yeah.
That's to charge the nest.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, Jordan, if you wanted to provide cover fire, if you wanted to, because you've seen where he is, mm-hmm. If you want to open fire on him, I'll give you some pluses on your stealth rolls, Ed, if you want to go into the building.
Yeah. I think if you just have at him, I'll sneak round. I'm no good with guns anyway. And then I'll just try to get the jump on him.
Yep, okay.
If we run towards it, we're out in the open. There's nowhere to go if it goes tits up.
I think, we haven't got many ideas, so let's just go with this one.
Aye.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
So he passes me the rifle.
At the rifle.
And cocks it. Make sure there's a shell in the chamber.
One in the chamber.
Oof. Okay, count me down. I'm not going.
3, 2, 1. Boom!
Okay, Ed. Give me 2 stealth rolls. At a plus 30%.
Oh, you wanker. 30. You wanker.
That is not happening. That is not happening.
What did you get?
No. Over for both.
Yeah, but what did you get?
No, I got a 72 and a 91.
Oh!
And guess what I rolled? Yeah. I rolled my firearms. Guess what I fucking got? What? 3 under.
You might fucking kill him. You never know. Your shot might just do him in. Let's hope.
Okay. You try to sneak up on him, Agent Gonzo. But he stops firing with his machine gun and hears you as you're coming into the building behind him. He turns around and opens fire with a pistol. I'm going to roll. You can dodge if you like.
Yes, please.
Just don't fuck it up too much because I just rolled an 84. So.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Woof. On the money, 40.
Oh, okay. Is your dodge 40 as well?
It is, yeah.
The kid opens fire and misses. And you notice when you look at him, he's a young boy of maybe 12, 13.
Oh my god.
Oh. Hey, if you had to stab those children to death in that corridor.
Well, true.
It's my turn to commit some youth murder.
What would you like to do?
Yeah, I'm just gonna absolutely try and swing my leg around and just clock him around the chops with the hardest kick I can do.
Okay.
Okay. 21 under.
21 under.
I was about to cheer, but then I'll be cheering you hitting a child in the face.
Roll your damage.
Oh, yeah, baby. A six.
Six?
Six.
Nice, okay. You kick him right in the side of the face, and he screams out loud and falls like over to the side.
Oh.
And starts whimpering.
Oh, he's whimpering?
Yeah.
Oh. Did I finish him off? The enemy. Okay, can I roll a strength to basically, I want to get him into almost like a pinch lock, like pin him so he can't move.
Okay.
Then, oh god, 84.
84. You go over to like pinch lock him, whatever that means.
Yeah. I meant pin him, like get him into a stress position, but yeah, I don't want pinch lock him. Something I invented for this game.
And he sits up. And rolls a live hand grenade towards you. Tink, 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 tink.
Okay, can I attempt to pick it up and throw it as fast as possible?
You can dodge. You're going to make a very important dodge roll.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
No!
92.
Nero is looking up from the street below with bated breath. Just
probably sees all this happens.
But it's like I imagine it's like half seeing what happens.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, you see the kid like go down and then boom!
I should have fucking killed him. I knew I should have murdered the kid.
Dust flies from the apartment window as you see from the street, Nero.
No. And Nero runs up the same route to try and save Gonzo.
Yeah.
As a dust set.
Okey-dokey.
Let me roll a die here. Where is it?
A D100.
Grenade's a D4, mate. That's it. Everyone knows that.
D1?
1D4. Yeah.
Grenade's a helplessness,
well,
yeah?
Fuck. Oh, man. I should have... Right. Should have killed the fucking kid.
How many hit points did you have left, Ed?
I had 8.
8?
Yeah.
Okay.
God.
So, you run up, Agent Nero, and as the smoke and dust clears, you see Agent Gonzo lying probably like against a wall, covered in blood, covered in dust and soot, but he appears to still be breathing. After taking 6 damage.
Oh!
Very luckily. Would you like to do...
If I can do some first aid.
Do your choice of first aid, medicine or surgery.
Yeah, first aid. First aid, my highest.
First aid. Go ahead.
51 over.
Oof. Fortunately... You can't help him. He is severely injured, but alive.
Coughing up some blood. It was a fucking kid, man.
I mean, you're very lucky. Let me just double check that I've done that right. Because that was lethality, so...
Oh my god.
I'm sure I did it right.
Oh, what are we going to do?
I genuinely thought that I would be the one who died, and I'd be muted in on the pod as you travelled through Carcosa, and then when you said grenade, I was like, shit.
I mean, I was just trying to fucking grapple him so you could get up here and help me tie him up. They're all trash. Oh man, so much regret for not killing the child.
If your agent hits with a weapon that has a lethality rating, there's a chance it simply kills the target outright. Instead of rolling normal damage, roll percentile dice against the weapon's lethality rating. If the lethality test succeeds, the human target immediately drops to 0 HP. If the lethality test fails, which it did, add the 2 dice together. Yeah, and add the individual D10s.
D10s.
Yeah, so...
Oh, well, well. That was lucky.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was a 33 as well. So lethality rolls do not fumble or critically succeed. So you're all right.
Hmm.
But the attack roll can. But the attack roll didn't, so...
Jesus.
So that's why I had to double check, because I was like, 33, uh-oh.
Oh, man. Fuck, I thought it was going to be so routine. How is that fucking...
With Gonzo, like, up against the wall, Nero's just going to be grabbing any sort of sandbag or anything just to support his neck and, you know,
yeah.
do the sort of... Yeah.
He's not going to die.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, make him comfortable. Just,
yeah,
he obviously needs to rest.
Yeah, you're going to have to stop for a while.
Oh, God. I'm just going to put my hand into my bag and just, like, shakily hold up the bomb. Like, finish it. You got to finish it.
No, son. You may look as bad as you are, but there's laughs still in you. We'll rest for a bit. We'll carry on. I say in the morning, but we'll carry on when we can. And looking over to
before
the
midnight, definitely before midnight.
Looking over to where the submachine gun was, is there anything of any weapons of any use in the area around the lad, the young man?
Yeah, you can take his pistol. He had it was a machine gun emplacement.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you can find a clip of ammunition for his pistol.
So how many pistol bullets?
What, 10?
10? Cool.
Yeah.
These dice are going promptly to jail. And something else is coming up.
So you can... Do you want to rest for the night?
I think...
Or do you want to rest for some time? For some time.
I think if we want to actually achieve our objective, I think we have to rest to regain some hit points. We have
okay.
to. And probably some willpower.
Yeah. Surprisingly good on willpower. Low on everything else.
Certainly we have... Mechanically, is that right, Rich? The only way to heal is to rest.
Yeah. Yeah, so rest for the evening. Cool, yeah. I'd say you can carve out a nook somewhere and feel relatively safe to sleep for a while. Not that you need to sleep. You don't feel the need to sleep or eat, but just resting.
Yeah.
And I'll say, one hit point each.
Take it.
Because I'm sure that's the rules. And then what is it, 1d6 willpower? Yeah, 1d6.
We just never know what we're going to be hit with, whether it's physical,
yep.
you know, or mental.
Yep.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep. I am not a well person.
So,
can I walk? Can I move on that low hit point?
Yeah, you can. With some difficulty. I should say, did you go down to 2, Ed? 2 hit points?
I did.
You probably immediately passed out anyway, so it was probably Agent Nero just being like, shit, and like dragging you somewhere and trying to nurse you for a little bit, regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bear in mind, at that point, I was on 4, so I wouldn't have been like, oh yeah, we can definitely carry on. I was like, I want to go to sleep. I want to stop.
As a little note, when we looked around all those apartments and things like that, were there kitchens and things like that?
Yeah.
So it's just us that doesn't get hungry.
Well, as far as you know. So you can set off in the morning. So you've seen a couple of different forces, really. You've seen the guys in red with the gold piping. You've seen the guys dressed in long black coats with fezes. You've seen German soldiers. Strangely enough.
And you've come into
contact with Russians as well.
And civilians in French clothing.
Yeah, all very strange.
You're weak. How are you feeling? Do you remember what happened?
I'm just gonna like rub my like face. Like, whoa. Last thing I remember, that kid he rolled something. And then nothing.
Must have been a grenade. It's a good job the dynamite didn't go off. I don't know how long we've been holed up in this hole, but Well, yeah, I don't know, but I'm feeling a little bit better. I hope you are too, because I'll tell you one thing, Gonzo. We're moving out.
I'm just going to nod. I'm like, I think I could walk, but I can't move too quick, I'm sorry.
That's alright, I think slow and steady wins the race, but we've got to act decisively. We can't be fumbling around. We do something, avoid violence, get to the king.
Hey, my willpower's great. I'm just looking at you, I'm like, yeah, alright. This is it. This guy's speaking sense. Use my rifle. It's like a stick to get to my feet.
Nice.
And I'll dust off my disgusting bloody face and body. And just, yeah, start walking towards the door, shuffling towards the door.
As we get down to the ground level, looking towards the direction that we thought we needed to go yesterday, the day before, Nero's going to say, well, which way's Ambrose?
Ugh. I know what, I'm opting out decisions for this morning because my last idea didn't go so well.
We'll just carry on that path.
Well, as you leave the building that you stayed in overnight, and the street leads down into this huge, imposing factory, a massive L-shaped building. And barricades and tanks and impassable rubble litter this area, as do hundreds of corpses, all dressed in the different finery you've seen. The red and the red with the gold piping, the black with the fezes, the German forces, the greeny grey German forces, even Russian troops from World War II with their little caps and long coats. Craters from artillery and bombs make movement through the field of fire slow and terrifying. The chatter of machine guns and the popping of rifles fills the air non-stop. All seem to come from a huge L-shaped building in the middle of the destruction. The ground is subsumed in choking smoke of cordite explosions and burning bodies. And the palace hovers above it all, huge as ever, in the background. And you see fire teams skirting craters, closing in on this big shaped L-shaped building. But whenever they come within a few meters of the building, machine guns and mortars open up, cutting them down. Very few make it into the building's blown open doors. This is the only way through to the palace. The surrounding streets are entirely blocked by rubble. Only by rushing across the deadly open ground can you bend Carcosa to your will and make it to the palace. Where do we think this is?
This is the train station, right?
No.
This is the Russia. The great bloody battle that was on the side of the box. Yeah. Leningrad.
Why did I think it was a train station?
Yeah. Yes, this is the tractor factory.
That's it, tractor factory.
A very famous battle in World War II.
And it's being recreated within the city of Yatil.
Well, is it being recreated, or is it?
Or is it the original one?
Yeah.
So, you've got to make it across this open ground. Who wants to go first?
Can we crawl?
You
or is
don't,
it like
you,
a sprint?
You said sprint, brother. You don't want to crawl.
Okay. I'm going to look at you, Nero, and I'll just like put a finger towards me and gesture.
Off you go, then.
I will. I will say... But peeling back the kimono here a little bit. Furthermore, an agent who gets across to safety can attempt to exert control over the reality of Carcosa to aid one who has failed.
So would that mean that someone with a lower sanity would have a benefit?
Yes.
Yeah? Are you happy for us to share our scores?
Yeah.
24. What's your san, Ed?
My san? 24.
Oh.
You guys are doing great. Probably lower than that.
We also missed out half of the campaign just by going, nope, too scared.
Well, yeah, true.
When in doubt, straight through.
I imagine as we're sort of staring at each other.
Nothing is true.
Out is through.
There we go.
As I imagine we're sort of staring at each other like, neither of us wants to go because, let's face it, we're both cowards. We know that in our current condition, it's pretty much like a certain death. So... Nero's gonna just like shake his head, limp, like lean backwards to stretch his back and just go, hopefully I'll see you on the other side. And he's just gonna pelt it.
Cool, roll sanity for me.
30 over.
30 over. Okay. You move across. You get across, dodging all the gunfire explosions. You get across to the doors. Gonzo.
Yeah. Nero is waving his arms.
Right. I take a deep breath and I'll follow you then. 8 under.
So you passed.
New dice are great.
No.
Screw the old dice.
You wanted to fail.
You wanted to fail.
Oh, sorry.
Make a luck roll.
24 under.
24 under. A rocket goes off nearby. It blows you over. You lose 1 point damage. You take 1 point of damage.
No!
As you're propelled over. Make your sanity roll again. Jordan, also make a sanity roll.
97 over.
You try to bend Carcosa as much as you can to your will to allow Agent Gonzo to get across safely. And add a 20% to your roll, Gonzo. It's basically an automatic pass. It's got to be. Unless you rolled a 4 or under.
Yeah, so minus 20, isn't it? I guess.
Yeah, minus 20, essentially, yeah.
47 over.
There we go. You make it through.
Oh, thank you. I'm limping. I'm limping big time. Bleeding heavily out of my wounds.
So we're outside this giant tractor factory with doors that are blown over, having just crawled and scrambled over a mountain of dead bodies.
Breathing like this. Gunfire still going off, mortars.
Right, we've got
definitely have tetanus now.
we've got to go through. No, we can't go round the building, can we? Like, we have to go through the building. Getting the pistol out, Nero slowly moves forward into the building.
Can I mildly retcon that Nero would have given me the other pistol he took from the guy who blew me up?
Yes, but you've only got 10. You've only got a clip.
Yeah.
So one will be unloaded. Yeah.
Okay. In that case, fuck that.
I guess you could. Yeah. Just take the rifle.
The rifle's still got 8 shots left.
You go into the darkness of the tractor factory. You both enter the darkness of the tractor factory, and you blink and carry on walking into the darkness, and suddenly come out on the other side onto a street.
Huh?
It looks much like the residential streets you saw before, but these ones are basically untouched by gunfire or explosions. And as you stumble forward, the sounds of gunfire fade.
Wow.
Okay.
Is that a choke point of the siege and the forces haven't got this far?
Can I turn around to look behind me? Can I see, smoke and things like that? Or is it all just fading into normal niceness?
You turn around and it's just an ordinary street. You don't see any indication of the war zone. It seems far, far behind you. Hooray!
Yeah, I suppose it's good, yeah.
Yeah, that is good, yeah. It's just, we're so cynical now. We're like, why? Why is good things happening to us?
Can we see the palace?
The palace hangs over this area like a giant eye watching. An occasional light flickers in one of its upper story windows. Further down the street, you can see the lake again. And the street turns into this big, long promenade that runs along the side of the lake. And there's a huge wooden building, the same one that you saw all the way back when you first landed in the boat. It's this big, huge wooden building, and it's built on a pier that juts out onto the lake. It looks like a 19th century broadwalk promenade with peeling white and red paint.
Mm.
The most noticeable thing about the building is a strange contraption on its roof the size of a small house, visible at a great distance. The machine looks part mechanical merry-go-round with painted wooden horses and part orrery, composed of metal spheres on metal tracks. Bronze faces peer out from the four sides of the device, and thin steam rises from the mouths. Seen from the pier, the palace is perfectly framed in mist that drifts down around the curve of the streets and the shoreline. Huge wooden doors with brass knockers, whee, sit quietly down the street. One door is slightly ajar. And we'll pick it up there next time.
Oh, man, that episode was... All of us could have died like four times.
That took a turn. Yep. I really... I was so confident to instant, this is it, this is how it ends. I was like, fuck's sake, not this place.
If one of us had died, we would have turned up with a new character called a Macho McSane Face.
Yeah. Hello. I'm Gonzo's cousin, Ronzo.
And I've got 100% proficiency in guns. And I'm very sane.
Yeah, and 100 sanity.
Yeah.
Yep, handy. Everyone loves Ronzo.
Why didn't Ronzo come on this adventure?
Ronzo seems much more fitted.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. For more information on Delta Green, visit delta-green.com. Music and sound effects provided by pixabay.com. Additional music very kindly provided by Cryo Chamber. Please check them out at cryochamber.bandcamp.com.